This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. We cannot question the fact that the church at Corinth belonged to the Lord. Paul referred to the church as the church of God, 1 Corinthians 1:2, and the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:27. But tragically, some of the members of the church at Corinth were sectarian in spirit, tolerant of evil, and puffed up. They imagined they were more spiritual than they were. Paul reproved them for their attitudes and actions. Now you are full. Now you are rich. You have reigned as kings without us. And I would to God you did reign, that we might also reign with you. 1 Corinthians 4:8. It ought to be obvious that Paul uses irony in discussing the spiritual condition of the Corinthians. The word irony means to dissemble in speech. It refers to the kind of speech where one thing is said, but another is meant. There are a number of examples in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament. Elijah mocked the prophets of Baal. "Cry aloud, for he is God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is sleeping and must be awakened." 1 Kings 18:27. The patriarch Job used irony when he said to his so-called friends, "No doubt, but you are the people, and wisdom shall die with you." Job 12:2. Paul taunted the Corinthians, "Now you are full." The Corinthians did not have to wait until the judgment to receive their reward. In their estimate, they were already full. Because of the supernatural gifts God had bestowed on the church, the members imagined they had all they wanted and needed. They seemed to have been totally satisfied with their spiritual growth. As we know from our reading of the Scriptures, that attitude is very dangerous. Such satisfaction does not contribute to the growth of the kingdom. Paul also said, "Now you are rich." Paul almost certainly was not referring to the financial standing of the Corinthians, but to the spiritual maturity they imagined they had attained. They probably were boasting of their faith and commitment. In other words, they thought they were rich in heavenly goods. The Laodiceans made the same boast. They said, "I am rich and increased in goods and have need of nothing." The Lord had a different view of the Laodiceans. He said to them, "You do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." Revelation 3:17. The Corinthians pretended they were reigning as kings without the Apostle Paul. They acted as if they had divine rights. Paul had brought many of the Corinthians to Christ. He had sacrificed financially and in other ways so he could teach them and build them up in the most holy faith. But they acted as if they did not need Paul or anyone else. Paul wished the Corinthians had made enough progress in their faith so they could reign. If they were really mature enough to reign, Paul wanted to reign with them. Paul's use of irony was designed to awaken the Corinthians to their need for repentance. There is hardly any doubt that they were not happy with Paul's letter. They probably even thought he did not love them. But a preacher cannot more completely demonstrate his love for his hearers than to preach what they need, even if the preaching hurts their feelings. The so-called positive thinkers are not doing their listeners any favors by making them feel good. After all, it is only the truth that will set men free. John 8:32. Paul did not hesitate to preach the truth to the Corinthians. As much as the Corinthians may have resented Paul's plain preaching, they did repent of their sins against God and against Paul. In his second letter to the church at Corinth, the great apostle said he had made them sorry. But then the good news: "For godly sorrow works repentance unto salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of this world works death." 2 Corinthians 7:8 and 10. Our preaching must always be designed to help people understand and do the will of God. Thank you, and may God bless you.